put your hands together, the one, the only, Mr. Johnny Gill.
Johnny Gill!
JG, baby. JG, baby.
Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all making out?
You know we love us some Johnny Gill up
Johnny?
In here.
Let me tell you, you know I love you guys too, and I'm gonna have to take Tommy with me on the road. He's gonna be my, you know, you can bring me out like James Brown used to have his man. He used to talk about the hard man work shit so bad.
I'm your man. I'm gonna take the cape off you and everything.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's going down Wednesday, man, 10 p.m. Eastern, buddy. What made you decide to do this, man?
You know, I thought about it. I mean, I've been approached about this for a few times, and I thought about the fact that I got a son who just turned 7 March 9th. And it was just funny. I said, you know what? I've never sat down, and I've always been a very private person. And I mean, there's been so much that's always been said, and you know, you kind of let things fly and float around. But I said, you know, it's time to at least put something on record and set the record straight on top of it and have something that is documented, that it's written in stone, that can't be erased. And it was just, it's this time. And I think that people will get a chance to see where I come from and who I am and how I got to where I am today. So it's quite compelling, and I'm very pleased with it. So,
and you get to tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing is, you know, and in the episode, I talk about that, the fact that I get to tell my story, and guess what? It can't be erased.
That's right. Now, Johnny, we say you started off with New Edition, but we all know your fans know that you started performing at a very, very early age. So how far do you go back in the unsung thing? How far?
We go all the way back in,
before Stacey Lattisaw?
Yeah, way before Stacey Lattisaw. Mm-hmm. With my mom, my dad, my brothers, and singing in church and that stuff.
Oh,
so it
fantastic.
Takes it all the way back there and goes all the way up to where we are today with Still One and In the Mood. It takes it, you know, so it was a lot of a real challenge to try to get squeezed almost 30 years into an hour, but we were able to touch on a lot of stuff that I think that really people will get a chance and, you know, really enjoy seeing. So.
I'm glad you get to set the gossipers straight, man. All these people and all these rumors. I'm glad you get to set them straight.
Well, you know, it's funny. I think no matter what happens, it's just written in stone. And no matter how much, you know, you can send the message very clearly, it's still, you're going to always find some idiots that's going to believe what they want to believe and going to always be out there throwing the stones. But that's all right, too, because at 30 years, if you don't realize those stones, the stones that they've thrown, they haven't hurt me. I'm still standing, still rocking.
Right.
It's like, go back. You might need to get a gun because I don't think those rocks are gonna hurt. It's done no damage to me.
Don't say that.
That's right. But Johnny,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
But Johnny, this show on wood. Look, I know you gonna have some surprises on your unsung because you got a lot of great friends supporting you. Okay,
yeah.
Are these the people that know you best? And who can you tell us without giving it all away?
Yeah.
These are definitely people that knows me best. One would be Barry Bonds, who has been a very close friend for almost 25 years. You know, obviously Arsenio. The list goes on. It's like it's just a lot of people that you're going to see that we'll talk about. You know, the experiences of watching and seeing my ups and my downs and how. They've seen if there was ever one true champion besides Muhammad Ali. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm one of the best kept secrets.
Go ahead.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Wednesday, y'all, March 20th, Johnny Gill, Unsung on TV1. That's 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Johnny, it's always good to talk to you, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
it's
truly my pleasure, and thank you guys so much for having me. You know, I'm always here and always been a part of. You know, you guys have always been I consider you guys my family. And thank y'all for all the support. Everybody right now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.